of our home, it haunts our dreams. Bound by a thread that's unraveling at the seams. Echoes of laughter that seem so far drive us to fight under every star. Another world is calling, can't ignore the signs. Hope rides on us, it's a race with time. If we fail this battle, the line will bend. Two worlds will fall, it's the ultimate.
Hello everyone, welcome to True Hero. Some things are different. You'll notice there's a different person in the place of where Rapid used to be. Rapid had to step away from our game, so our good friend Brimvor decided to jump in and play with us. He'll be playing David Basil, right?
Yeah.
David Basil. Well, we're going to actually find out how David Basil got here, because Rapid's character's not fully gone. He's still in the world. So, David, where do we find you in the real world, in our Earth world? What do you look like?
David is probably counting his many cards from his card games that he has. He plays quite a few of them. He's fairly overweight guy. He always wears his trusty fedora and his scarf and his shirt. I mean, he tries to be clean, but those Cheeto stains keep ending up on his shirt somehow. And
fucking love your character, and I would die for him.
And he has a scarf and a trench coat over his shirt. He just kind of like just sitting there counting his cards. Screens open to different sites and stuff.
Some of those we may not actually get to look at because we're a family-friendly show here. Anyways, does your character live alone, or do they live?
No, he lives in his mother's basement.
Perfect. As you're counting your cards, you'll hear, David! David!
What, Mama? I don't want to get up. I have this super rare.
I'm sorry, David. My hip has gone out again. Damn thing needs to be replaced, but I can't quite afford the surgery, so can you take out the trash for me?
Mama! Can't you just get me pizza rolls while I look for my super rares? Opens another pack.
Okay, David. Okay. As upstairs you hear the microwave pop open and start. It's one of those really old microwaves. And then you start hearing the trash can wiggle and fall over as just a little bit of old lady complaining as David seems to just entirely be in his own world. As soon as he opens up that pack, he searches through and he finds a card. It is the one he's been looking for. The one that he's been trying to find ways to earn money to buy because it's just the one he needs in his deck. It's the Corrupt Overlord Clad, and it is one of the strongest cards that this in the Sorcerer's Assembly has ever produced. It is amazing for when you want to play generals, and you hold it up to the light, and as you're looking at it, it's got that perfect finish, that kind of like that kind of shine finish to it. It's in mint condition, not even a single scratch. Then your room starts to get brighter. You start hearing your mom call you for help again, and your room's getting brighter and brighter. And the last time you hear your mom call for you, you also hear, covering it, the sound of a blaring truck horn as you look past your cart and there is a box truck in your room ram into you. Everything goes white.
The PSA 10 is now a PSA 1 because it just got destroyed. No. Poor PSA 10.
You find yourself now in a white room. There seems to be people off in the distance, kind of moving through this like white haze. You can see that they're frantically moving and doing things. It's warm here and comfortable. You don't hear your mom calling for you or anything, and you quickly check yourself for that card, and you find it in your trench coat pocket along with your favorite deck that you're building. Though the deck has changed slightly. It's black and blue cards instead of the red and browns and golds from the original. As you hear a voice behind you. Hello, David.
What? Who's there?
A man with a celestial crown. Long draping white clothes, white hair, and very beautiful eyes is standing behind you. The kind of man that you wish that you see in anime all the time. The kind of god that you see in your isekai animes. So, I'm guessing that by the way you look, you've seen a lot of anime.
What makes you say that?
I don't know, the Cheerio stains on your shirt.
Are you after my super rare? You can't have it.
Oh, if I wanted it, it would be mine. No. Actually, I stopped building Sorcery Assembly back a couple years ago. No, I'm here to send you to another world, David.
What? Another world?
Yes. I have killed you on Earth. And I am going to send you to another world. There is a group of like-minded souls who I've sent there to stop an oncoming darkness. For if you don't succeed in stopping it there, it will consume Earth, and there is nothing you or them can do about it. And I've only looked into resupplying their ranks because this issue seems more difficult. So I've kind of dug back into the barrel of souls a little bit and found you. One soul I must have missed. A soul that's lived a long time.
Okay.
You know, I'm surprised I missed you. Especially because you're the reason why we have the story of Merlin, so.
What?
I completely forgot. Yeah, so everyone has lived multiple lives, and those who have a burning fire within their soul that are higher tier than the rest, you would say they're the special cards in your deck, the ones you really aim for, right? They're your generals. Well, they've lived a lot of lives, and they've done a lot of good things or a lot of bad things, just depending. But you were who the story of Merlin was based off of in one of your past lives. A very, very talented alchemist. And a very powerful illusionist, some would say. So, I think you'll fit perfect in this world. I've made sure that you've taken on the mage class, and those cards, they'll be your catalyst.
So, we've got Oppenheimer, Alexander the Great, Merlin, and who else?
So, I can send you back to Earth if this isn't what you want, I guess. I just was thinking that you might want a better life, especially because you kind of fucked up that one. By the way, why didn't you help your mom, David? Come on. She's had three hip replacements. She's had three hip replacements, David. Well, hopefully you learn how to be a righteous man in this life.
Okay.
Understand, I can only bring you So when you die, you'll go back to Earth, but I can only bring you back one more time. And if I do that, and you die on the second time I send you there, you're done forever. And I mean, your soul will be obliterated, so don't die.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm. Any questions, David?
No.
Good. Have fun. Oh, by the way, they're on their way back to a town as you're starting to fade away. And then he's, like, distancing. By the way, they're on their town to complete something, and then it just goes silent.
What?
And then suddenly, the feeling of falling hits you. And then you turn around, as you spin around, as the wind is blasting in your face, the ground is right there. Right as before you're about to hit it, suddenly a cart wheels its way this way, and you go boom, right into the back of the cart. The rest of you guys see here just suddenly the hardest thing hit the back of your cart as you're on your way back to the village.
I am Yoshi immediately pulling my gun out.
Into a tree and is just watching.
David, you're now much skinnier. You have that blonde hair, the blue eyes, and you look like an anime protagonist. Your deck radiates power, and you are now somehow unharmed in the back of a bunch of people's very pretty-looking people's cart.
Well, I'm a dragon lizard.
Very cool-looking person, that one.
I look in the back, and I look to see if any of the things we had were damaged for...
Thankfully, nothing.
Good. I'm going to reach my hand out to, like...
Just has a sig pointed at his face.
I'm going to reach my hand out and, like, try to, like, pick him up. You fell from the sky. Are you good, friend?
Yeah. I think so.
So how'd you happen to fall from the sky?
There was this shiny man, and he said I died, and then...
He's one of us!
From this fucking tree branch, and you're just teleports back down to the cart.
I think you're with us, then. We were isekai'd, if you will, as well.
Up in the top in heaven, you just see Tsukiyomi go, Yes! Perfect accuracy.
He's a cook.
Yes.
I think
Tsukiyomi mentioned something about new heroes come in, so you might be the first.
So you're all isekai'd with me?
Yeah.
Ruben, nice to meet you.
We've been here for a minute. I'm Rain. I was apparently at one point in time Oppenheimer.
Oh, by the way, you just see like a giant bear's head in the back of this cart, as well as like, What else do we have in the back of it?
Just a lot of different like slime goo, a bunch of strange like abyssal claws, some weapons, And there's a very pretty fox man sitting up front.
With
you guys.
Just reaching my hand out. I'm just like, I'm Ruben.
Nice to meet you, Ruben. I'm David.
Nice to meet you, David.
Yoshi, and Yoshi jumps back up into the cart.
So what are your powers then?
Like, you can see him putting the katana away.
I'm not really sure.
You'll hear inside your mind, the deck, David. The deck is your power.
He'll draw a card.
It's the black clad. I am your power, child.
Dude, it's kind of meta that your power is deck building in a deck building
TTRPG. I did that on purpose.
Yeah, she just looks at me and goes, is that a fucking Magic the Gathering deck?
Sorcerer's Assembly.
No, it's Sorcery the Assembly. And I have not heard what you call this... Magic the Unification, or whatever you said.
Whoa.
He's cheap. He goes for the Doff brand.
The super rares are cheaper in the Off brand. So
it's more like
the online version called Colosseum.
Yeah. No, it's supposed to be Magic the Gathering, but I was choosing
to change it up. Yep.
Yes.
To change it up so we didn't get in trouble in case we ever make money off this.
Yeah.
Unless Magic Gathering and Wizards just wants to sponsor us.
Yeah.
I would take that. I would take that Wizards of the Coast money in a heartbeat.
So for you four, Ashton and Clara have decided to go and locate the next tower to get things prepared, because this seems like more of a difficult task. And so they left to start preparing something in the, because you have to go to a whole nother land in order to go to the next one. So they're getting a head start for you while you finish up this tower. So you were on your way back to the village to finish up the quest and make sure Mira made it there in safe and sound. And so that's what you guys are doing. David has no idea what you guys are doing. He said,
"Yeah, Mira's with us, yeah."
Huh? No, Mira's still with Mira us? Was taken by Claire to the town.
Oh, right.
Yeah. So, but yeah, David seems to not have any idea what you guys are doing right now, and he looks very confused and lost.
If it makes you feel any better, you skip the significant portion of the hard part.
Yeah, so far. You didn't have to fight the bear.
We got a little bit of a name for ourselves at this point. I guess we just have to go to Crystal City, right?
And I got a fluffy friend out of it.
You did get a fluffy friend.
The same bear that we also killed. Don't know how that works.
He's like a boy.
Rawr, rawr, rawr. So do you guys
shakes his head and just mutters a slew of profanities in Japanese under his breath.
Real quick, but I've just looked to David. So I guess you can come with us and kind of have a foothold on things, or figure it out yourself, I guess.
Sounds good. Yeah. I mean, I don't really, are these wings? What the?
Oh, you just now noticed them.
Oh yeah, our appearance changes when you get here. I don't have purple skin normally.
And I mean, obviously
most of
not
their
a lizard.
Appearance has changed. I'm literally just some guy.
You're still just Yoshi.
That's fair.
Nora's a demon.
Yeah, I got horns and a chest upgrade that I don't really care for.
My back hurts.
Honestly, I don't mind the scales. It's not bad. I don't have to.
I mean, for me, it's like I'm just permanently in cosplay, so I'm okay with it for now.
Well, up front in the driver part of the cart is your fox buddy, who...
Oh, shit!
...is confused on what you guys are talking about, but it's just kind of like, it's probably from that other land. Oh, well. So is this normal for you guys to have, like, people fall from the sky?
Apparently.
Somewhat.
Well, I'm surprised that you are unharmed. Do you need a potion? Are you injured?
I don't think so.
That's wings. Yep, Astralis. That makes sense, now I see the wings. Yeah, Astralis. Did you, like, forget how to fly for a second and you just fell?
I've never really flown before.
Okay. You all are a really weird bunch. All right.
This is absolutely delightful.
So, do you guys want to stop in at Myra's village, or head straight to the Crystal City? I heard someone tell you something about the Crystal City. I can take us somewhere. Either one.
I kind of want to make sure that the girl got back safe.
I would recommend speaking to the mayor if you had a quest for him.
Yeah, we'll get the payment from the mayor, and then we can go to Crystal City later.
Well, as long as it's still within the same day, I have to make it back before tomorrow morning, so we'll have to travel at night, but we should be fine.
Yeah, there's enough of us to take shifts.
All right, well, it's just off to the side here, so just give me a moment. Some time passes. As you are all now in the small village that Mira belongs to. He rides the cart up to the mayor's home, in which you hop out. All right, well, I'll be waiting at the entrance to the village, so be quick about it, please.
Yes, you just kind of give a mock salute and watches him drive off the cart.
So, Mira comes running out of the house and grabs each of your hands, shaking it. Thank you for saving me, and thank you for bringing back the life to our fields. You've saved this, our entire village. You've saved us all.
Oh, yeah. I mean, special thanks to that random mercenary that showed up as well. I mean, I was expecting him there.
Mercenary?
Oh, some guy from Crystal City was there on a similar quest.
Oh. Well, the cult that was there must have had another quest put out on them. So that's good. That's luck. Every good hero needs a luck. So
was he a mercenary or just an adventurer?
I don't know. I just called him a mercenary.
They're pretty much the same thing. Pretty close. I mean, a mercenary will do more bad things, but anyways, my father would like to see you. He has your payment, and because you've done more than was asked, he has something else for you.
Oh.
Okay.
We all said okay at the same time.
Oh, who's this? You seem new. Hi, I'm Mira. She gives you an extra handshake.
Oh yeah, he fell from the sky into our cart. So, he's our friend now.
Yeah.
Here, I'll show you kind of what Mira kind of looks like. If it'll stop there.
Your background's not gonna let it.
That is what Mira looks like.
Okay.
She is the mayor and lesser lord's daughter. She is who the party was originally sent out to save. So, do you have a name, good sir?
The name is David.
Ah, David. Yeah.
He just kind of like looks at the ground, like not making eye contact.
Kind of like trying to get your eyes focused. What are you looking at?
He's like, yeah.
Something
I'm,
on the ground?
I'm new here. Yeah. No, it's a,
Do you need some water?
No,
are you hungry?
Anyways, no, just, like, completely, like, stuttering, like, no, get away from me.
Yoshi just kind of, like, takes his katana and just, like, props it against his shoulder, kind of like Mugen from Samurai Champloo, and he's like, I apologize for our new associate, he is chronically injured. Shall we go talk to your dad?
Oh, yeah, sorry, come on in. As the party heads in, you walk up the stairs to the mayor's office, and she knocks on it and opens the door as the mayor, wide open hands. Welcome. I'm so glad to see you all. You've done so many good things. I'm glad that you came to acquire your reward. I mean, I would have had it sent to you wherever you were, but it's just faster this way. So,
well, we were happy to help.
We wanted
so.
To make sure that your daughter got safe.
Well, I appreciate that. Yes, your friend Claire ensured that, though she left sometime after and met up with your other friend Ashton, I believe. But I'm guessing that Ashton did say something about giving you his share. So, what, just to remind me, what I agreed upon currency wise?
Wasn't it 30 gold? the above table, wasn't it 30 gold?
I'm giving it to you guys right now, kind of. I could either get away with not giving you as much, or I could end up giving you more. Who knows?
How much money do we have right now?
I have like 10 copper, and I think we put 4 silver in the kingdom fund.
Yeah, in the kingdom fund. Okay, wait. I think he said like 30 silver, just 3 gold. I think it was something like 10 gold.
10 gold? Well, let me think about that, just making sure, because it is my daughter, and you've done a lot, so that's definitely within my realm of budget. Go ahead and give me a social competence test. Difficulty value 7.
Okay, well, it's a jack.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so... yeah, he kind of looks
and
at
I
you.
And I get a plus 4 to social competence checks when I'm trying to persuade someone, so... Mm-hmm.
So you definitely crush it. As he's looking at you and they're looking at the party, you know what? 10 is too small. 15.
Hey, that's asking a lot, but we'll take it. Thank you.
It's within my budget. It's fine. You have ensured the survival of my land and my village and my people and my daughter. So 15, I wish I could give more. And I hope the second thing I have will make up for it. Clara told me that you guys have no home and no place, and that you're just traveling the land as adventurers trying to help wherever you can, and that your main goal is to put an end to the darkness in our crystal tower. Is that true?
Yes, that sounds about right.
Well, I would love to be a sponsor of your task, of your quest. I believe that you are heroes that come once in a great long while. Something that maybe our goddess, Crystallia, has finally answered some of our prayers and sent heroes to our land. And so he pulls out a rolled up piece of paper with a bow, a red ribbon wrapped around it, and a seal of his noble crest. I would like to give you this. It's a bit of a far distance from the main city and a little bit of a in some harsh frontier, but I think it'll do perfect for you to start your own land, your own place, your own docile, and to help you build a foothold in our country to do what you need to do.
Is this like a land ownership right? And I kind of look at it.
As you unscroll it, it is the deed to a house. To a house and to an old house and over 40,000 acres of land.
Damn.
Yoshi whispers to Ruben, holy shit, bro. I never thought I was
gonna. It's in the city.
I whisper to you, 1 acre is expensive in our world. 40,000.
It's in a land. Wow. It's in a forest and land called the Twisted Mire. And yeah, he kind of goes, "Well, now listen. Mire is not really what it is. It's a forest, actually. But Mire is more of the. It's because it's got a lot of monsters to it. So, but I'm pretty sure adventurers of your level will be able to handle it. But it's the only thing I'm able to relinquish to you without the king's direct approval."
Yoshi's listening to all this and he's like, "Dude, do you realize how much this would fucking cost for reform?"
I watch.
So,
I'm
enough?
I trust you with it since you can hide things really well. I'm gonna give the deed to Yoshi.
Is that enough? Is it too little?
Oh, that's plenty.
Yoshi pockets away the deed, and he gives, like, a really respectful bow to this nobleman.
I wouldn't want to ask for more.
Yeah.
Well, if you do need more, if you do need something, some help or some kind of a bit of knowledge, please write to me or come visit, and I'll help you. I'm here to help you complete your task. I would love it if our crystal tower was cleansed.
Yeah, we have your mail code. We'll keep in touch.
Mail code?
Or we have your address. We know where you are. We'll keep in touch.
I'll look for the pigeon. Well, by the way, you'll need to take that to the Crystal City and to the land ownership office in their town hall to get it fully notarized and all of that so that it fully hands it over to you. I also recommend you picking up some house repair supplies and food and other things. You feel free to do what you want. There is a construction guild which you can go to look at different constructions that you can put on your land. I should have been there a little bit more when I was first starting out. My village might be a little bit bigger, but it works out. Well, I might actually see you there now that my land is prosperous again. I might add a few more farms.
Well, when we have our land set up, we'll have to invite you over. And
I would love that.
We'll have to come check it out.
Who's your new friend here, by the way? Hello, I'm...
Oh, this is David.
Oh, hello, David. I'm the bear.
Hello.
Yeah, you can call me Gastal.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. Thanks. Nice to meet you, Gastal.
So... Are you hungry? Are you thirsty? Do you need a place of rest?
No, we actually are on a little bit of a time crunch to get to Crystal City. We've got a ride, but he's got to get there by morning.
Oh, well, very well. I would look into purchasing a cart or wagon while you're there. Mm-hmm. 15.
That is a phenomenal idea.
15 gold can go quite a bit of ways, but it isn't bottomless. So be sure you pick up a few quests while you're at it. Your land that I gave you is teeming with monsters, so if you decide to go on a monster hunt, you can sell monster parts for quite a bit of money.
That is really good to know.
So, keep in touch, please.
Of course.
Yeah. Most definitely will. It has been a pleasure working with you and meeting you both.
Oh, I almost forgot. Rain, the blacksmith wanted to have a word with you before you left.
Oh,
perfect. I kind of wanted to head over there anyways.
All right.
I guess we should go talk to him.
Very well, have
please don't let him try to fall off the little kobold on me. Fuck.
Remember to always reach out when you need help. Even heroes need some support. And you've done a lot for us, so we'll do what we can to help you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I'll walk out.
Very well. As the party leaves, you step outside and people are hard at work fucking hitting that farm hard now that their soil is back, the river is flowing, it's just the nature is abundantly green here. It's beautiful. Compared to when you came, it was pretty, but now it's just so lush. The wind is warm and gentle. Over the river, you can see the cart off in the distance. His name, let me get his name real quick, because by the way, David, that is the guy who was in the cart with you, the fox guy. Yeah,
hold on,
that guy.
Oh, all right. Yeah,
so yeah. Oh, Raisin is in the cart waiting. He's kind of just peeling an apple that someone gave him. There's a couple of farm girls kind of just watching him, kind of talking and giggling. And then off in the distance, there seems to be a tailor, like, eyeing him from top to bottom. And just, you can see that he's kind of, like, fantasizing of, like, What would I put that in? So.
I look to the rest of the party. So how do we want to split up the gold? We could give three each, or we could take two each, put five in the kingdom. What do you think?
I say we take two each and put five in the kingdom.
Yeah, I'm not particularly greedy, despite...
And
oh, sorry, new guy, what's your opinion? You should...
I mean, this is just a welcoming gift to him joining the party. Here's two gold.
Probably shouldn't weigh in. I mean, I didn't fight anything like you guys did.
Well, here's your welcome gift. I hand over two gold.
Oh, thanks. Pocket the two gold.
Oh, wait.
Don't say no to that.
Sorry, I put two gold in the kingdom house. Five gold.
Very well. So... You guys walk across the river, across the bridge to the river. The blacksmith is right there, so you guys decide to take a little detour into there. As who can remind me who the blacksmith's name is?
Been a minute. I took notes somewhere.
Is it in the quest portal notes?
No. I'm not seeing it in there. Unless I put it in my personal notes. I don't know.
Very well. I'm going to leave that unknown, because I'm going to ask that again later. As the blacksmith approaches you guys, welcome back. I see your quest was successful.
Yes, it was.
Good.
I'm sorry, I'm forgetful. So can you remind me your name?
That's funny. Of course you remember my name. Why would I need to say it again? I don't like repeating myself. I'm sure it'll come to you. It's pretty obvious. It's a joke. Right, I'll give you a hint. My name is mostly a joke. Anyways, Rain. I know this is asking a lot, and I know the first time you met him, he almost killed you and the rest of the town, but you've shown that you are good people, and I can't keep looking after him. He's creative beyond what I can handle or help with or mentor, and he needs someone to help him. Do you mind taking my boy under your wing, and teaching him how to be safe with his creativity? I heard that you were given a deed to some land, and very far in a very monster-infested forest. He might actually become more of a boon to where monsters try to attack. He might end up just blowing them up on accident.
No, I mean, you've actually got a point there.
It's just safer than being here, and I know he's talented. He's got a lot of talent, but he just has no one to show him, and so a lot of the time he just kind of experiments on his own, and we see how that happened. I mean, how that goes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the village also has taken a vote to exile him, and I would rather him go someplace safe. So it's either on his own, which is very dangerous, or with someone who might be able to keep him in line, teach him how not to be so dangerous.
Rain looks at the blacksmith, looks at the rest of the party. All right.
Amazing.
You just see Yoshi smile. Like, this is going to end so badly, and he just can't wait to watch.
Well, I'll make sure he's all packed up, all of his stuff is ready, and send a message through carrier pigeon, and I will take him to your land myself. I might have to hire some guards, but I'll be there.
All right. Can I look for like a good knife on his wall for a rope dart?
Yeah, I mean, he's got lots of really good weapons on his wall. If you're looking for a knife, he's got quite a bit. He's got hunting style. He's got daggers. He's got dirks. He's got stilettos.
Of that, like, double-edged style for a rope dart.
Okay, so a basic dagger would work for them.
Okay.
Yeah, he's got plenty of those. They're pretty cheap. They're only 2 copper.
Could you fashion this so that I could run a rope through the end?
So you want, like, a ring at the bottom? Does it have to be a large ring, small ring?
What's your standard rope size?
Well, it'd probably be about an inch. It's a pretty thick rope, but are you wanting to use it for more not, like, heavy usage? Because I'm sure we can find a rope probably about a quarter of an inch to half an inch.
No, I'd probably use it a good amount. Light enough that I can throw
from a distance. Okay, so we're going to need about probably half inch if you want durability, but with light. All right, so you're probably looking at a 3/4 hole size. I could do that. All right. It should be just a moment. I'm just going to go and pretty much heat up some metal, forge it on. Give me about an hour.
Okay. Do you think an hour's fine? I look to the rest of the party.
Outside now, the girls are talking to Ryzen.
I think he'll be fine.
Okay, we're good.
Very well.
Where did I buy ingredients for my bomb?
That would have been the general store and the lady who threatened to kill somebody if potions didn't show up at her door.
Yeah. I'm gonna go to her. Oh, that's the kobold, right?
Yes, the kobold lady, yeah. The angry old kobold lady. By the way, viewers, it's actually been some time since we played this. We had to take a little bit of a break, and so coming back, a lot of us don't remember our NPC names. So, all right, you walk in there, and what? I'm gonna make it a little bit faster so we can get on the way. What ingredients are you purchasing?
I need explosive powder and sulfur.
Explosive powder and sulfur. All right, that's parchment. Holy moly, can I find the thing that I am looking for, please?
They're both 25 copper.
Okay, if you know, so she does have them, and she gives you at a discount for 15 copper each.
I was just gonna spend my gold, because that's all I got.
Yes, well, I was saying, like, she's giving you a discount for 15 copper. Though she does kind of haggle a little bit with saying that she'd give it cheaper when you get all set up on your land, if you're willing to have a franchised shop of hers open. And also to kind of turn a blind eye to any at-night activities. She winks at you.
Ooh, having the ingredients that close would be awesome. Above table, anyone have any problems with this?
We are 40,000 acres. No problems
whatsoever with shady business deals.
Of course not.
She smiles.
Having a general store on our land would actually be a bad idea.
Very well.
I'm gonna follow Rain to the general store. I'm just gonna grab, like, a satchel about this big that I can fill with sand as kind of like a counterweight for the rope dart, because there's always a counterweight on the other end.
Okay. Yeah, so then purchase the amount that you want to purchase. And the blacksmith has finished your thing, and all business seems to be wrapped up here in this village, and it seems to be time to head out.
How much was the satchel, by the way?
5 copper.
Okay.
How much was the explosive powder and sulfur after I agreed to let her set up a franchise?
10 copper.
Okay. And it's 10 copper to a silver, 10 silver to a gold?
Yes.
So I have 10 of each, I think.
Nice. And remember, our little homebrew rule or a little house rule is that they the same item stacks on itself. Yes. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I have 12 of explosive powder because I still had 2.
Okay. All right. David, would you like to do anything here? This village is new to you, and there seems to be quite a bit of people looking at you. Not in like
I would bad, actually but, try yeah. like flying.
Yeah.
That,
yeah. Go ahead and give me a. Let's call, because this is your first time. Let's say, give me an agility. So a diamonds. Give me an agility competence test. DV5. So you just have to beat 5.
I'll just draw the top card.
Yep.
Yeah, draw from the top.
I drew an 8.
An 8 of what?
An 8 of spades.
Okay. An 8 plus your plus whatever your agility is. Plus your whatever your diamond is.
0.
Okay, so 8. 8 beats 5. So as you what does it look like when you try to fly and eventually succeed?
I just kind of like flapping awkwardly, and then like natural born racial instincts just take hold, and I just start like correcting and then slowly start improving, and I've like maintained like a steady flight.
I was just born like, to fly,
not too fast. Yep.
Born to fly. Very well. Yeah, you succeed, and there's quite a bit of people kind of looking at you. You hear a bit of whispering. Those wings are so beautiful. Are they always that, like, shiny? It seems like if you placed your head on them, you would fall right to sleep. He has very beautiful blonde hair. Like,
puffs out his chest. I'm the man, whatever.
Trips and the air falls. Causes him to,
like, yeah, exactly. Causes him to fall.
That's just some giggling. Some giggling happens. The rest of your party returns to where you were left, and Ryzen kind of looks over at you guys and looks at the people who were talking to him and says, sorry, I have to be on the way. I have to take these heroes to Crystal City. Yeah, they're the ones who saved you. As they like turn attention to you guys and start to like smile and wave at you, and he goes, oh thank God. Oh thank God.
Oh, pretty girls wave at David. Like, oh no.
He just like turns beet red. He's just like,
are you ready to head out? Please?
Rain just kind of walks to the cart, ignoring.
Yeah, we're good to head out, and I'm gonna like smile at one of the ladies.
Nora is just so glad that the attention is on someone else and not her. She's like, "Yay, I can be a wallflower again."
The lady you kind of smile at faints and falls over in a swoon. As you board your companion's cart, and he takes you onto the way, onto the journey to begin. Taking you to the Crystal City. It takes some time. It takes, like he said, roughly about a day to get there. So you will, with it being about half a day here, you will be traveling through most of the night before you reach the Crystal City. And so, if any of you would like to take a rest, Ryzen only asks that occasionally someone trade him out for driving the cart. He'll kind of point you in the direction. Very well.
Hey guys, I know it's the middle of the night and it doesn't matter anymore, but I remember the blacksmith's name.
Oh! What's the blacksmith's name?
It's Barful Black.
Barful Black. Good job. DM Barful. Token, Celine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get a DM token.
I found it in my notes.
I knew someone was taking notes.
Little corner that I didn't
look. I can't even remember the kid's name. I think it's like Eric or something.
Ike.
Okay. See, I was close. I just
Write that in your notes,
no.
Myth.
The kid you're taking, his name might be Eric. No, Ike is the
Ike is
kid
the
we
mayor
from the bandits when we landed.
Is the
there.
Mayor's kid?
Oh yeah, the mayor's kid.
Yep.
Yeah.
But all right.
What's the mayor's name?
Gestalt. So, this is a perfect time for any RP that you guys would like to do with each other, especially David, who's new. If you guys want to talk to David, figure out who maybe he was in a past life, seems like that's something that's like a weird title for all of you guys to remember. Like,
so,
I blew people up.
what was your life
no,
like?
I created the atom bomb. Fuck you.
Where are you from, David? Where were you before you got here?
Seattle. Yeah.
Ooh. I was from Canada.
Oh. How is it like up there? I've never been there.
Oh, it's pretty nice. I'm just getting in. Well, I was getting into my college years.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. I remember that. That was a long time.
Remember that? You're pretty small. How old were you before?
I don't know how old I am now, but, I was like 40. Yeah, I think 40. I kind of lost track.
Your appearance changed quite a bit then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause you're like a smaller person at this point now, right?
Yeah, I'm a much smaller person.
And you look young.
Yeah.
Well, does anyone else want to tell David where they're from so doesn't feel left out?
Yoshi's like laying in the back of the wagon with his feet kicked up. He's like, I'm from New York.
Oh. Of course you are.
I'm from Oregon, so not much south from you.
That was an explosive special. Maybe.
For Florida. In Florida? Uh-huh.
My father was a legitimate businessman from Tokyo.
Sure he
Ryzen
was.
Speaks up. I'm from a land called Adoran. Yeah. Over the seas, actually.
Oh, yeah, we're from over the seas, yeah.
Somewhere. I've never heard of your lands before. They must be small countries.
Yo, she just goes, Baka!
Oh, I'm sorry. I'll stop listening. She starts humming a little song. Just everyone staring at each other. You just hear...
Yo, she just wonders and shakes his head. He's like, how am I the least sketchy one out of this group?
Oi!
Hey.
Oh wait, no, I take that back. Nora is definitely sketchy.
A bear. Yeah, as you're saying that, there's just a spiritual bear peering out of the darkness looking at you like roar.
Like I will eat your soul if you insult my mother. Oh hey, Sander, whatever the fuck your character, I can't remember
Reuben.
Your character's name.
Reuben.
I heard a phone go off and I was like, oh, hey, Bruce.
Oh, yeah, I have a phone still.
Yep.
Yeah, sorry.
As your phone goes off, suddenly you see a notification saying, waiting link to docile.
Can I take a picture of the deed? Or something
like
that?
Yeah, you can take a picture of the deed.
Does that work for waiting for link to docile?
Link to docile pending. And it has a little wheel that's waiting.
And where do I get the link?
Underneath it, it just says, waiting for confirmation, government.
Yeah, we gotta go to the city
We have to get it confirmed. Guys, yeah, we gotta get the deed. I'm just looking at my phone here. We gotta get the deed confirmed in Crystal City, and then I guess our property will
hold on while I Google Maps it.
that thing still fucking works.
Yeah, it doesn't
do any of the same
functions, though.
I was going to say, you have a literal gun that shouldn't have long since
I can do this with my phone now, though, and I like draw. I just draw also, like a random sketch on the side of like the cart that just is like an illusion.
Do that. Also, I'm pretty sure it shot lightning the other day.
Yeah, that was kind of dope.
What else? Wait, what can else? I can draw an image, import stored item from realm to inventory, search for position of object, or translate any speech. Right.
What do you got, David?
I have this deck of cards.
Your cards are for your eyes only, yeah, David.
What do your cards do? Let's see it. Do you know? Have you tried?
You may show them the mushroom, David. There's a mushroom card. He thought I meant something else.
I feel like, well, there's no mushroom in this deck.
There is a mushroom. Look at the bottom of the deck.
Is there a mushroom in my deck? And you pull out the.
Is he talking out loud?
Yeah. I feel like David is, but the card is in his head.
Yeah. So we're just looking.
I'm not 100% sure, David, but I believe you randomly set it down on top of a useless mushroom card, and when you got hit by the truck, we went with it. Oh. The mushroom just is like. Ah! It's like one of those suicide bomb mushrooms.
So you're
called playing the Exalted Sacrifice.
So you're just playing a card game?
I guess.
And that's pretty fucking dope.
He'll focus on like the card and unintentionally bring it to life.
What does it look like? You bring this Exalted Sacrifice. The mushroom that's supposed to run at something and then blow up into a cloud of poison and spores. What does it look like?
It gets like a magic circle coming out of the card, and then the card just like vanishes. And out of the circle runs out this mushroom, and it just like is screaming and yelling and yep.
Off in the distance.
Just runs off into the woods and explodes.
Yeah.
Then the card reappears.
That's pretty
Inshallah,
pretty
the
cool.
Mushroom is a cloud.
All I can really do is invigorate you guys, and I've got my phone.
I really don't like this conversation we're having. Mushrooms and invigorating. I really don't like this.
Yoshi's just kind of sitting there just like this, chilling, and he just kind of like slams his elbow against his katana and he's like, I
darkness and shadow like ninja. Well, would any of you guys like to share who you were in a past life to dear David?
I told him I'm Oppenheimer.
I didn't say that out loud. That was above table while when he was being told by the other god.
Yep. Nope. You kind of hear a distant like feeling of share who you were. He is very confused on that. You hear me, Reuben. You are connected to me.
Oh, do I still have two madness, by the way?
Yes, but it's being, right now it's kind of like, it's kind of opened your mind up so you actually can connect to Tsukiyomi a little bit.
You know, I was just a cosplayer in my last life, college student.
Oh.
Yeah, went to conventions. I actually had like, I can't remember now, it might be more, but I had like 500,000 followers.
That's pretty cool.
Weren't you also Alexander the Great?
Oh, yeah. Tsukiyomi said I used to be Alexander the Great in my past life. That's interesting. Napoleon Bonaparte, I think, as well.
Oh, yeah. Someone told me I was Merlin.
That was
Yeah, I was a...
So Merlin's real?
and nothing else.
Yes.
And nothing else.
I was Da Vinci.
You were Da Vinci?
Oppenheimer.
You
know,
Yoshi, I just...
I may or may not at one point have also been John Wilkes Booth. Yeah, you know, I'm not particularly excited about that one.
The good assassins of history didn't really get a limelight and popularity, so I think you must have been someone else good, Yoshi. I kind of like pat you on the shoulder.
Yoshi just kind of looks at Ruben and he goes, "That's very kind of you, but I." Yeah.
Hey. At least you weren't an assassin that failed.
He kind of stops for a minute. He's like, what? I mean...
As you all kind of start to see the sun crest the distant mountains, the next day arrives. As Ryzen, rubbing his eyes, goes, we're here, so if you look out over the edge, you'll see Crystal City. The Grand Crystal Tower there in the center, that is our focal point, our hub. Though lately, access to it has been sealed off. It originally was the backbone of our city, a dungeon that brought great wealth. But now, it has been sealed off due to corruption. Only high-ranking adventurers are permitted under very strict quests to enter it. Because if we do not quell the beasts inside, they will break out. And we had one of those few years ago that almost wiped out the entire city, so... Well, but the rest of it is... Yes, the rest of it is rather beautiful. You can find many a different foods here, and right next to it, that tall cylindrical building with the torch-like top is our governmental building. It acts as a watchtower over the Crystal City.
Is so that's where we would go?
Yes, that is where you'll go. And the guilds position themselves around that building. So if you want to sign up for the Adventurers Guild, Merchants Guild, or any other guilds, I recommend you do that too.
We gotta turn in this bear's head and I come poke it.
Oh yes,
bear ear.
That would like,
where do we turn?
Adventurers Guild. That would be the Adventurers Guild. Ask for when you speak to the front desk retainer, let her know that it is at a unaccepted but standing bounty return. She will look over what creature it is, identify it, and then. We'll pay you out and we'll remove the bounty.
Perfect. Well, thanks for the ride, Ryzen. It was great traveling with you.
Yeah. And I normally...
It was great fighting with you as well.
Agreed. It was very good fighting with you. In fact, you all can hold your own and it's hard to find things like that. So I appreciate your assistance in this quest. And if you need a helping hand again... You can find me at the Adventurers Guild here. So, have a good day, and may your travels and battles bring you wealth, victory, and honor.
You too.
Is there by chance an Adventurers Guild here?
An Adventure? Yes, there's an Adventurers Guild.
Awesome.
Well, good luck, everyone. As he will then take his cart and ride off. And with that, we will bring this to a close. Thanks for watching, everyone.
Bye to Ryzen.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Bye.
Thanks for watching, everyone.
Tell your grandma.
Yep. Yeah, we don't have a SIF here anymore. I mean, a Rapid here anymore. So tell your grandma. Check out all our merch over at TTRPGswag.com/storytellers. It's in our link on our YouTube channel and in our link tree. If you want to find out anything else that we do, remember, this comes out on podcast format, too, if you don't have the time to watch us on YouTube. Thank you for watching, and we love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, you guys.